Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do Biz Bites with Bonnie. But before we get into that, I want to just take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day, especially now. I mean, this time of the year can be crazy busy for people. So I value so much you taking the time to share it with me here on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent. And remember, Biz Bites with Bonnie is a little bit shorter show. Last week we had a guest on the show, but this show will probably be, 10 minutes or so, maybe a little bit longer. And a couple of reminders before we get into our topic for today. The Facebook group of Entrepreneur Mastery is out there for you, and I would love for you to join the group. It's a place where we can share, we can get feedback from one another, and I'm very active in that group. So I hope to see you there. And the links to this show on all of the podcast platforms is probably easiest to find on my website, which is at BonnieGressel.com. If you just go to the Holistic Entrepreneur podcast page, all of the icons to the other directories are on there, and you can just click on that and get to wherever you'd like to go. And if you want to be and you get a reminder that there's a new show, just subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Today's topic, it's the end of the year and we're looking back and we're seeing what we did and didn't do, the successes we had, the people we met, the things that we accomplished, the things that are still in process, the things that are yet to be. And then you throw in your personal life and the holiday season as it approaches us. And there are many cultures and religions that celebrate holidays at kind of this time of year. I mean, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or the Chinese New Year is coming soon. I mean, there's many, many others that I'm not mentioning, but it's a busy time of year. So you add the busyness of your business to the busyness of your personal life, and it's sort of a double whammy, right? So I wanted to just kind of touch base with you and if I could help you a little bit to structure that a little bit, okay? And as I mentioned, you know, I'm happy to talk with any of you online about a strategy session for next year as well. But in terms of the holiday, the personal stuff, let's talk about that first. I want you to pay attention to why you do the things you do. I mean, maybe you're a kind of person who, you know, goes crazy buying a bunch of gifts and makes a bazillion cookies and decorates your house and lights all over and all that stuff. And if you love doing that and that really feeds your soul, that's fine. Don't stop that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But if you're doing it because, well, you've always done it or somebody else expects you to or whatever, it's not something you look forward to. It's almost something you dread, you know? Then I'd say, maybe you should tone it down a little bit. There's no reason to go nuts about it. You know, when I think back of what I did, you know, younger, and granted, my kids were younger then too, we would go nuts at Christmas. And I don't know how I did all those things. I mean, making, you know, Christmas baking for, you know, several families and bring them all a tray of cookies. I mean, that's crazy. And plus, we don't all need the extra calories these days anyway. But my point is, sometimes we just have to say good enough, right? So you make less cookies, you buy less gifts, you spend less money, but just that adds to your stress or could add to your stress too as well. And, you know, you maybe decorate less or whatever. Sometimes less is really more. And the other thing that I want to say to you in terms of the whole business piece, you know, you've got your personal stuff and that's your choice, you know, how much you want to do that or not. And the business stuff. Know that you don't have to do everything by yourself, right? And sometimes when you're an entrepreneur, it can get kind of lonely. It kind of seems like you're by yourself. there aren't as many people maybe to, you know, to talk with that really understand what you're going through in terms of your own business. Now, if you're in a group or a mastermind group or something like that, then you've got some support there. But people who aren't entrepreneurs, people who work in corporate America, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it's a different mindset. It's a different way of looking at your life's work. And sometimes people who aren't like kind of doing what you're doing in your life's work, they don't get it, and vice versa. So sometimes it can feel like a lonely place. My thought for you is, you know, not having to do too much. You notice why you're doing what you're doing. And then the other thing is notice why you take on things yourself when you could be getting some help with it. You know, because it's a decision, right? It's a choice. So if you just took a look at, say, the last year, all the things that you did, accomplished, worked on, whatever, did you really have to spend all of that time, energy, money, whatever, on doing it yourself? And maybe you've already outsourced things, or you've gotten help, or you've, you know, worked with a coach or a mentor or whatever. Great. And if you don't, yeah, you might want to think about that if you're feeling really stressed, especially at this time of year, and you're looking back and thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't get as much done as I wanted to. My list is way longer than it probably should have been, but I didn't get everything done. And you know what? It's okay if you didn't get everything done. You might just have to, you know, adopt a saying. Like my saying is good enough. You know, and I think that's really helped me over the last few years of not having to be perfect, not having to have it like it always was, or like I see other people doing it or whatever. Because really, when you see other people out on online or in television or whatever, you're not seeing the struggles, right? You're seeing the highlight reel. You're seeing all the good stuff. You're seeing when they, you know, reach their successful level or whatever, but you're not seeing all the hard work it took to get there. Now, I'm not saying that everything has to be hard work, but there does have to be action taken, right? And an action might be getting some help, because sometimes people feel that that's a symbol or a sign that they're not strong enough. And I think my opinion, this is a Bonnieism, I guess, is that it's just the opposite. You are strong enough. You are expert enough to know when you're not using your talents in the best way possible. You know, something that somebody else could do probably faster and easier, that you don't have to spend your time angsting over and struggling with, because your time is most valuable being spent on doing something else. You are the expert. I mean, that's the other thing I want to leave you with today. You, whatever it is that you do, you are the expert at what you do. So some of the more mundane things, or some of the sort of housekeeping kinds of things, that's not really using your expertise to the max, right? So think about, should some of those things be, you know, handed off or delegated, or you know, whatever, because you don't have to do it all alone. I really want to leave you with that message. You don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to do it all alone, and it might just have to be good enough. So your homework for this week is to really just think about what the driving force is. What motivates you? Why do you do what you do? Whether it's your personal life, and especially as we come into this holiday season, or whether it's your work life. And as we come to the end of the year, you're looking back at the past year and making plans for the year ahead. You know, so whatever it is, notice why you are doing what you're doing. I think a lot of times we don't really think about that. We don't think about what is that driving, I mean, what drives us to do what we do? What makes us do what we do? And could there be another way to do it? So it's just something to ponder. I don't want to give you another thing to do, right? Because it's plenty busy enough. But I do want you to think about and just reflect on why you do what you do, whether it's in your personal life or your business life. Because do you have to do all of those things? You know, what's the end result? What benefit is it to you to do all of those things, whatever it is, yourself? And then too, if you're a person who feels alone, who doesn't really have somebody to bounce things off of or get advice from or whatever, and you don't have a coach or a mentor, I would suggest that you sort of just kind of poke around and look at that, or at least be in a mastermind group or a group of like-minded people in some way. There's all kinds of help out there for you. And so whatever fits for you, whatever resonates with you, I know that you'll know that. You'll feel that it's like, yeah, I got to do this. And so your homework for this week is to just reflect. Just notice why you do what you do. And of all those things, do you have to do it? Can somebody else do it? Does it have to be done at all? Really? In terms of business, I mean, there are certain things that have to keep going, you know, building your list and your community and, you know, getting your products and services and all that sort of thing out there. But maybe you need, maybe getting some help with that would be helpful for you and save you some time so that you can truly be spending your time in the most efficient way, which is being the expert that you are. So that's my little message for you this week as we head into this busy time of year, because even though our businesses are busy, now we're adding on all the personal stuff that makes it crazy busy, and it just sort of accentuates everything, doesn't it? It makes it even worse. So I would say reflect, breathe, right? Take time, always take time to breathe, and be grateful for you, because there is only one you, right? So remember, no one else does what you do in the way you do it. You are an expert. Use your time wisely. So until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.